In Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication that gives us a little bit of an inspiration for each day, and we'd like to share that with you for today, for Sunday. The Daily Word and Katrina Andrews will be sharing that with you. Thank you.
The word today is peace, the second Advent candle. Centered in God, I am a peaceful presence, stepping away from the busyness of holiday preparations and the important work that must be completed by year's end. I continue my Advent journey by practicing peace in the present moment wherever I am. I am gracious with store clerks and servers in restaurants. I add positive, peaceful thoughts to conversations. When I'm traveling, I bless other drivers with whom I share the road and fellow passengers on public transportation. Peace flows from that place in consciousness where God's presence fills my awareness. I need not find a quiet corner. When I am willing, anywhere can be a peaceful sanctuary. The peace of God refreshes and goes with me as I return to the activities of the day. Wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, I am a peaceful presence. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Peace be with you.
Katrina, thank you so much. And now as we've just listened to these inspiring words, will you join with me in a time of moving inside to our own inner sanctuary, a time of mindfulness, a time of meditation, a time of prayer. So I invite you to settle in wherever you are. Just breathe deeply, relax, and let go. And as I tone on our singing bowl, which is at that resonance of energetic level, the heart chakra of love, I invite you to let that move through your being and lift you into a space of calmness, a space of connection. And as we just allow ourselves to rest in this moment, of connecting to the core of our being, the spiritual soul that is the truth of who we are. With each breath that we take, it helps us reconnect and remember to set aside the busyness of the everyday events in our outer world. And to just gently fall into, to be present to the allness of infinite spirit, of infinite creation, of ever ongoing Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit, divine pure being. And as we allow ourselves to rest gently, we may experience the light of that Christ candle that is a higher consciousness in the core of who we are. We may just feel a sense of peace flowing through us. We may feel our hearts opening and receiving love and grace, forgiveness, release. And so as we simply let go in this now moment, as we reside in this infinite flow, we recognize the true gifts of the Christmas season, of the holiday season, wherein so many people in so many different ways celebrate an awareness of that which is greater than self, that which is greater than our outer world, that which is original source and being. Whether we call it the breath of life or God or Yahweh or Allah, this is a time to remember, to reconnect, to be one with, and to know that we all work together in this world of manifesting forth that higher consciousness that brings about peace, not only in our own lives, but in our world. And in a recognition that peace starts from within, we take this moment now, in a time of silence, of stillness, to connect, to experience, and to feel the oneness with God that brings us true peace in silence. And having taken this time apart to be still, to remember, to reconnect, from that place of peace that pervades all of our beingness, we shine that light forth out into our world. And we are a part of the prayers that go forth to uplift, to heal, and to bless us all. And so I invite you to let your light shine, to surround our prayer box in that consciousness of highest good, manifesting and unfolding. And I invite you at this time to speak aloud the names of places, people, loved ones, friends, situations that you would especially bless. Connie Tooley. Tom Tooley, who just made his transition. Ann Curry. Dale Curry. Isabel. Jessica, Johnny, Beckett, Brianna, Jill, Vicky, Evan, John, Karen and Bob, Martha, Sue Ann, Jolene, Richard, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, affirming light for all, we say thank you, God. Amen.
star, the wondrous star that leads to Christ in you. The wise have traveled from afar and found the promise true. Oh, let the bells on rapture ring, then peace and joy in part. He is come who shall be king, and Christ in every heart. On this day, love supreme, that leads a mirror flame. And we who walked as in a dream, awake to know his name. But he is there who we adore, filled in thought and sweet, ever and forevermore, the Christ in you.